Even now, nearly a quarter of all prescribed medicines are derived from just 40 plants, with another 16% coming from animals or microbes. So there is a serious risk with every hectare of forest felled of losing medically vital possibilities. Using a method called combinatorial chemistry, chemists can generate 40,000 compounds at a time in labs, but these products are random and not uncommonly useless, whereas any natural molecule will have already passed what the economist calls the ultimate screen program over 3.5 billion years of evolution. Looking for the unknown isn't simply a matter of traveling to remote or distant places, however. In his book, Life, an Unauthorized Biography, Richard Forte notes how one ancient bacterium was found on the wall of a country pub where men had urinated for generations, a discovery that would seem to involve rare amounts of luck and devotion, and possibly some other quality not specified. There aren't enough specialists. The stock of things to be found, examined, and recorded very much outruns the supply of scientists available to do it. Take the hardy and little-known organisms known as veloid rotifers. These are microscopic animals that can survive almost anything. When conditions are tough, they curl up into a compact shape, switch off their metabolism, and wait for better times.